Rain, rain. You're okay. It was 1 degree the other day. Rain, rain. You can stay. Just don't freeze, or I'll kick your ass.
It's a beautiful day in the Gulch. Yeah, man. This weather's been crazy, man.
Yeah, dude, I wore flip-flops over here.
I know. Well, were they flip-flops?
I wore Tevas over here.
There we go. You would have worn flip-flops, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like 1 degree when we were hanging out with like Graham Hunt and the Graham Hunt band. And now it's like 60 degrees outside.
Something like that, yeah.
It's like 40.
Yeah.
So we're making some...
What temperature should it be?
Right now?
Yeah.
Like traditionally in the...
I'm just asking you to prescribe a temperature for January. It doesn't have to be traditional.
It should be 60 degrees or like 50.
Mm-hmm. And sunny.
Well, today it was sunny and I was thinking it should be like this every day. 38 degrees, sunny. But it was even warmer than 38.
I wouldn't characterize today as sunny.
It got sunny.
I feel like the sun...
Did you look out the window
at
4 o'clock?
I think the sun appeared, but I don't think today was a sunny day.
Yeah, it wasn't. But it got sunny at like noon and like 4 o'clock maybe.
Dude, speaking of sunny, we need to start hyping up
the solar eclipse?
Yeah, to our listeners.
Oh, we're making some mint tea. And yeah, dude, the solar eclipse. So like basically Bloomington is on the path of totality, which means
I have something to say. Okay. Mint tea is one of the only things that you describe it and it's the same thing as the item.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. The description is the same as the title.
Yeah.
Like orange and orange.
Yeah. Like mint tea.
Ooh, minty.
Yeah.
Ooh, minty. Mint tea.
I'm trying to boil a little extra water for you.
I'm trying to think of other things like that. I thought of something similar to that recently. It was like
Whoa.
I can't remember.
But they said 500,000 people are coming to Bloomington, Indiana for the eclipse.
Who is saying that? Who's
for some
giving
reason
you that number?
I've heard it multiple places. I saw it on Reddit. Two, somebody, our friend, who is in cahoots with the city, went to a city planning meeting, and that's the number the city provided.
Whoa.
They said it's going to be 8-hour gridlock traffic from Brown County to Bloomington. And they said they're trying to get all the businesses to stay open until 10 p.m. so that people can go to the bathroom and stuff like that.
Whoa. So, like, wouldn't like Nashville and stuff be on the path of totality as well?
Yeah.
So why would you go from Nashville to Bloomington?
Maybe you stay in Bloomington and you're trying to like go to Nashville because it's scenic out there. Like maybe you're trying to go to the Browning park. Mountain and yeah. Watch the lunar eclipse or the solar eclipse from there. I also, you know, to be perfectly honest, like a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse, they both involve the sun and the moon passing in front of each other, no?
No. The lunar eclipse is the Earth passing between. So the lunar eclipse is the Earth passing between the sun and the moon, right?
I have no idea.
The solar eclipse is when the moon goes in between the sun and the Earth. So the moon blocks out the sun for 3 minutes. And then like the moonar eclipse is lunar eclipse is... Wait, what point were you making? I'm sorry.
I wasn't making a point. I was asking a genuine question, I think.
So, the lunar eclipse is when the sun is shining on the moon, but the earth goes in between the sun and the moon.
I hate when you first make a cup of tea and it's just too hot. It's just too hot to drink and you have to wait.
What's your favorite kind of tea?
I like green tea.
That's your favorite?
Oh, I like oolong tea also.
Isn't oolong green?
I think it's somewhere in between.
It's
some kind of... I think all teas are on a spectrum.
Yeah, it's like... I've always wondered, like, is green tea and black tea, like, the same plant? And, like, is tea tree oil the same plant as green tea and tea?
Green tea and black tea are the same plant. I feel confident saying that. The tea tree oil, that's a good question.
Is tea on a tree?
You picture it from a tree. And you picture the oil. Like, when you hear some shampoo has tea tree oil,
mm-hmm.
you think it has...
Green tea?
You just think it possesses the healing, restorative properties of a mug of tea. And you think, I want that.
Yeah. Yet.
But you don't really know if it's from...
You don't know where it comes from.
Tea.
Yeah.
Or just a random plant called the tea tree.
See, that's what I wonder. Is it a random... So, like, when I think of grass, right? There's a ton of different types of grass. But to me, it's all just grass. And there's all these different types of tea, right? But it's just tea.
Well, I guess this is interesting. Okay. We're drinking mint tea, but there's no tea in mint tea. So we're drinking min-y.
There's no tea in mint tea. Like, the ingredients are min-y different ingredients. Peppermint, spearmint, and... tarragon.
Yeah.
I was surprised to see tarragon in those ingredients.
Yeah, tarragon's definitely a wild card there. If you ask me what I thought was in this cup of mint tea, tarragon would not be the top 10 ingredients I would have suggested.
Yeah, and also it includes both peppermint and spearmint.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's one or the other, but this is a blend of the two. There's really good health benefits to mint tea. It's one of the healthiest drinks in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's maybe the second healthiest after green tea.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep. It's good for tummy aches.
Uh-huh.
And it's good for... it has, like, a lot of other good properties that are good for you.
You're gesturing like you're reading it off that tea bag. But I know you're just conjuring that from your mind, which is impressive.
Yep. I think that...
I think it stimulates your mind also, tea.
I can't wait to take a sip.
Oh, you haven't even sipped it yet?
Well, I'm waiting for it to cool down.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's taking oolong.
I've been taking micro sips. I've been taking micro sips.
Micro sips.
I love how mint tea tastes
too hot.
I love how mint tea tastes sweet without any kind of sugar. It's just naturally sweet.
That's why I think it's like maybe the best drink.
Yeah.
Or it's like, at least right now, it's my favorite drink right now. Because it's like...
I like to drink a glass of the ice mint tea that they have at Hopscotch. They used to have it. Remember that?
Yeah. They used to have a lot of different crazy iced
The nettles.
Teas. The nettle tea is awesome.
I miss mixing the mint tea and the nettle tea together. That would always be really
that's
good.
That's great. I feel like they had like maybe like a lavender or a lavender green or some type of floral green iced thing.
Yeah.
Iced tea that was pretty good. Maybe it was probably lavender because I feel like Bloomington went through like this huge lavender craze.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's just always going on.
I feel like lavender had a moment, and I think lavender had its moment, but now there's a little lavender that's lingered ever since.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like this mint tea is giving us an affinity for wordplay.
I agree.
It's turning us kooky.
Yeah. I was drinking some chamomile tea the other day, and I looked at the bag close up, and I realized, well, it's just little flowers.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
I like that, and then like the flowers kind of like there's kind of like they kind of change colors when they get wet, a little bit.
The chamomile flowers or flowers in general?
Chamomile flowers.
Yeah.
They look yellow, but then when you wet the bag, then there's like these red blotches that come out, and which is pretty cool. And I also like that mint tea is like basically the same as catnip. It's like catnip, the same family.
Oh yeah. That's true. I once tried to make a fruit salad with mint, mint leaves from my garden, but I accidentally put catnip in there. And catnip kind of tastes minty. It tastes like a light mint.
And humans can eat it. It's like not poisonous. So many things are like poisonous for cats.
But humans can eat them.
Humans can eat them.
Doesn't seem like there's much that is poisonous for humans that cats can't eat. Maybe like rotting meat or something. Rotting meat,
yeah. Or like a mouse.
I think a human could eat a mouse if worse came to worse.
What about a baby bird?
I think if worse came to worse, a human could eat that.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think some humans do eat them. In different
baby bird. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Not like a baby robin from a nest.
No, like a baby chicken from that's like what I'm picturing. Aged chicken egg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always get annoyed that cats like don't want to eat everything I give them.
Yeah, it's you know that saying, beggars can't be choosers?
Yeah.
Folks. That doesn't apply to cats.
I think the term beggars can't be choosers is sort of... it's like not like a...
It's classist against beggars?
Well, it's just incorrect. It's classist against beggars for sure.
Yeah, but...
But also it's just completely incorrect.
Yeah, history demonstrates time and time again that beggars are some of the choosiest creatures to be around.
I can't beg unless I've chosen something to beg for.
Yeah.
Like, I have to want something really bad to beg for it, right?
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of times beggars are wanting something abstract, and when they get something that nebulously meets their desire, but it doesn't quite go all the way, that's when they become picky.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if you were begging me for some chocolate ice cream. And I said, all right, I'm going to give you some chocolate ice cream.
You gave me chocolate chip ice cream?
Yeah, cookie dough.
Oh, cookie dough. And then I'd be like, actually, what?
You'd be like, well, couldn't if I had chocolate ice cream?
And you're like, there's chocolate in it?
Maybe that's not a good example.
I don't think it's a good example.
But chocolate chip ice cream chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream is not chocolate ice cream. It's only chocolate in the most abstract, minuscule sense, I feel like.
How so?
Because there's only minuscule amounts of chocolate in it.
What flavor of mint is in mint chocolate chip?
The green kind?
Yeah, is it peppermint or is it spearmint? I saw you were eating some earlier.
I wasn't eating some.
Yeah, you were.
No, I was not.
Well, I guess I saw the scoop.
And Janelle was eating that.
Oh, okay, the scoop had green. I saw the ice cream scoop in the sink, and I saw the green residue, and I just knew what happened.
You just imagined me eating it.
Yeah. Let me see what the ingredients
are. Oh, yeah, look at the ingredients, I guess.
Wow. Red cabbage?
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't say any mint at all.
Can I look?
Yeah. There's a picture of a mint leaf on the box though.
Yeah. Interesting. Red cabbage and curcumin.
Denali mint moose tracks. That sounds good.
There is
good.
Oil of peppermint.
Oh, oil of peppermint. That's something that's supposed to like help with baldness. There's a lot of teas that are supposed to help with baldness, like mint tea, nettle tea.
I've seen a guy put rosemary oil.
Rosebud hips. Alright, check it out. What is a rose hip? What is the hip of a rose?
Yeah, that's a funny one. In that instance, I believe it's an entirely different plant.
Really?
Yeah. It's like this berry called a rose hip.
Oh, I was imagining it was just like this sort of stalk of the rose plant.
I know. But that's why it makes it seem like tea tree oil could... A tea tree could be something completely different.
Completely different. Kind of like... Okay, so grape seed oil.
Yeah.
Does grape seed oil come from the seed of a grape?
I believe so.
What about grapefruit?
Come on.
I know, I'm just kidding. But what about grapefruit... grape seed oil...
No, but the grapeseed oil is a good question. It does seem like it could be something different. Because you'd think a grapeseed oil would taste like grapes.
What does it taste like?
Vegetable oil.
Vegetable oil?
Yeah.
What about grape leaves that you make like dolmas out of?
I think that comes from grapes.
That comes from a grape plant?
Yeah.
I like this tea that I have. It's like dandelion tea.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever drank dandelion tea?
No, I'd like to try some. I bet it's good for you.
It doesn't taste very good. It kind of actually tastes like barley tea. Have you ever had barley tea?
Yeah, doesn't barley tea kind of taste like whiskey or something? Because it's made from rye? Oh, I'm thinking something else.
I don't think it tastes like whiskey. Maybe if you fermented it or something. Or, I don't know. Like, whenever I...
Oh, guess what?
What?
Guess what I have in my refrigerator?
Barley tea?
No, but it's in the realm of possibility.
Whiskey?
No.
Think
tea.
Green tea? What is it?
We made tea leaf salad.
Oh, whoa, you made tea.
You want some?
Yeah, sure. Whoa. You made this?
Yeah. Well, we made it from a kit.
You bought the parts from Burma Garden?
No, but Kevin Nichols gave me a kit from a Burmese grocery store. And the kit included fermented tea leaves and crunchy stuff. And then we put in the vegetables.
Nice. So what kind of tea do you think is... fermented in tea leaf salad?
I think it's raw green tea leaves and then they ferment it is what I think.
Cool. Yeah, I'd like to give it a little.
Get a fork.
Let me get a fork. Or I'll get a spoon. I'll just have one spoonful. You want a spoon?
No, I'm okay. I know you like tea leaf salad.
I love it. And also, I saw like Burma Garden changed its name to like something kind of really generic, like Asian restaurant or something like that.
Yeah, I saw that too. I don't know much about it. Pretty good.
Yeah. That's the only other tea leaf salad that I've had besides the
Burma Garden one. The Burma Garden one has those little dried shrimps on it, which I really like. Mm. We weren't able to secure any of that in time.
This kind of tastes like mint tea, but it's probably just because I was drinking mint tea. Hmm. I remember one time I went to Boxcar Books, and there was a zine that was all about how to make dandelion wine.
Yeah. That seems like something that would be at Boxcar Books. Like, yeah. A zine about how to eat weeds from your yard.
How to get, like, drunk off of the plants from your yard. Hmm. I can't imagine that dandelion wine is very good. And you'd probably need a ton. I clearly didn't read the zine.
Yeah, some of the stuff that you've never heard of, or it's like it's the only place you read about it is in a zine at Boxcar Books 10 years ago. It's because it's like not that good to drink.
Yeah.
It would be like more popular if like imagine if like I feel maybe I just don't have imagination, but I feel in my heart if dandelion wine was as good as normal wine,
mm-hmm.
everyone would be drinking it.
Yeah, you'd be able to go down to the Friendly Beast and like order a cup of dandelion wine.
Or everyone would have it in their refrigerator at all times.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, the guy that showed me that zine, he also taught me about that you can trip on morning glory seeds.
Yeah.
And he also taught me about what's that what's like the spice in your kitchen?
Nutmeg.
Yeah, that you can trip on nutmeg. And I never did nutmeg, but I did go to Walmart and buy a bunch of morning glory seeds.
Yeah.
And I just like ate them out of the pack. And it just made me really sick. That was when I was like 21. So like that just, you know, like it's probably like that.
Yeah.
And the dude that I was talking about was like into that, so. But I think this morning glory seeds that you buy from Walmart, they like put some type of thing on them.
Probably. They probably put poison on it to make you really sick. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like they used to do in Prohibition. They'd like poison the alcohol.
Yeah.
And kill people.
Wow. Yeah. I'm glad we don't live in Prohibition anymore.
Well, we need to end Morning Glory Seeds Prohibition because we're still living in that. It's weird that poppies are just flowers.
Yeah.
Or like poppy flowers, like you can make tea out of that.
Yeah,
but it's like illegal. But it really is like
but you can eat it on your bagel.
You can eat it on your bagel, but you can't drink it in a tea. Is that like, that's like probably like one of the weirdest illegal teas.
Yeah, what happens if you eat a poppy seed bagel and then you drink a cup of boiling hot water? And you just let it percolate.
You just hack it. Yeah, that's the hack. That's a good point. Yeah, so anyway, the solar eclipse is coming. When is that?
Like April 8th, I think. It's Monday, April 8th. I feel like it's crazy that twice in my life, or it's like, you know, I lived my entire life without experiencing a solar eclipse. And now, like, twice within 10 years, there's a solar eclipse. in my neck of the woods.
You had never experienced one before 2017?
Maybe that's not true. Well, the 2017 one, we did see we went to the Path of Totality.
Oh, you went to the Path of Totality?
Yeah, in Southern Illinois.
How was that?
It was really good. So it'll be really good here, too. You think you'll go to work that day?
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
You could just step outside into Switchyard Park. Yeah. And there'd be hundreds of thousands of people milling about.
In Switchyard Park.
That's what I picture.
There would be 100,000 people in Switchyard Park.
Just standing around.
Yeah. What if it was like kind of like they were all like, it was like a UFO landing or something like that. Like in Mars Attacks. Where they're all like sitting on top of their vans. And yeah. And they all have signs and like letting a dove go. And like, I'm imagining just like Woodstock. Just a sea of hippies.
Oh, William Shatner is coming to town too.
What?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, for this event.
Yeah. And Shaquille.
Dude, I'm not lying.
What?
I'm serious.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, like, is he doing like a performance?
Yeah,
or something?
He's like reading poetry at the stadium.
What? That's awesome. That's like, that's goals, man, honestly. To read poetry at a stadium during a solar eclipse.
Yeah.
That's goals, man.
Well, you'd better just hurry up and get on Star Trek.
I'm going to be just like a real life character from Star Trek, but in real life. You know,
you mean like just like a guy who goes to work and gets in various dilemmas?
Yeah, and gets abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, yeah, various dilemmas at work. Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
That's all it is.
Yeah, they're just getting in and out of problems on aboard the SS Enterprise.
That's a good point. Yeah. They're not really doing anything too exciting. But the idea of just being alive and solving your problems.
Yeah. Yeah. With your friends.
With your friends.
With your group of diverse friends.
I used to always say that, like, I like it when the moon shows up in the daytime. Because then you're reminded you're on a planet.
What about when
it's the same kind of thing.
Sun disappears in the daytime?
When the sun disappears in the daytime, that's like some Popol Vuh kind of vibe. That's like some Aztec kind of thing.
Yeah, it'd be cool if you had no idea what was happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be like really scary. But they like knew when it was coming, just like we did. So they kind of like, you know, I feel like it's kind of like, some ancient aliens kind of ignorance to say, like, oh, they didn't know what was happening.
No, I didn't know. I wasn't talking about them. I was talking about, like, a guy in modern days who, like,
oh yeah,
wasn't like, aware that
dude, there the eclipse probably, was happening. There will be, like, a ton of people like that.
Yeah.
Like, just people that don't pay attention to, like, the news or, like, sports or holidays or anything like that.
Or you could even pay attention to that stuff and not know about the solar eclipse, I feel like.
Yeah, like you could get to the day.
Like you're just a deeply incurious person and you hadn't heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have no friends
or something.
Yeah.
And like no one, you don't talk to anybody because maybe you work from home and then you're like, yeah, maybe you're working from home in your apartment and it just gets really dark for like 4 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And you think like, oh, like the electricity went out or something.
It would be funny if you thought like the electricity went out in the whole town.
What about the what time of day does it happen?
I think it happens at 4 p.m. I'm picturing it happening at 4 p.m. anyway.
Imagine you're going home from work and there's just 500,000 people in Bloomington. It's a gridlock traffic. And you don't know that there's an eclipse. And you don't know why the people are here. And then, so you're so mad driving home, and then the sky turns black, and you're stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
And you think that you got so mad that the sky turned black.
Yeah.
And then for a second, you kind of like, that would just break your reality. Like,
you would feel like the most powerful person on earth.
Yeah.
I'd be thrilled.
Yeah. That would be cool. I've been thinking about that for like for years now. This
actively?
Yeah. Like, because like when I moved back to town, it like the eclipse happened almost immediately, or like a couple months later.
Yeah.
And then they were like, the next one's in 2024 and we're on the path of totality. And I was like, that's cool. I won't still be living here then. You know? Maybe I'll come back for it.
Yeah.
So that's like why I've been thinking about it, where it's like, whoa, it feels kind of like, it feels more eerie because there's that kind of symbolic kind of vibe to it. Man, maybe we should go see William Shatner read poetry. That's kind of awesome.
Well, I think we can call that a show.
Okay.